here we are. Home sweet home. Well, I suppose home is Miley putting it. The entire estate is practically the size of a warehouse. You can set your shoes and coat over there on that bench. You like how it's decorated? Thank you, sweetie. I may be nearing 40, but I'm still a goth girl at heart. I even have a whole room dedicated to band memorabilia I've bought at auctions over the years. A whole bunch of unique guitars and costumes and whatnot. My own little alternative museum. But we can visit that topic later. Is there anything you need? Food? Drink? There's a bathroom just to the right of you if you need it. Good for now? Okay. Come here, sweetie. You look like you need a hug. Oh. Your arms feel so nice in my body, sweetie. I've been craving for this kind of touch for some time. I hope me being a bit taller than you isn't intimidating. You find it comforting? Aw, that's very sweet of you. I'll be sure to give you lots of hugs from now on. Speaking of which, I would like to make you an offer of sorts, sweetie. As I told you back at the bar, I've been separated from my ex-husband for a while and almost all the people I've sought out since then are put off by either my height, weight, age, or all three. So meeting you back at the bar seemed like a miracle to me. You've been so understanding and kind tonight, and I'm really grateful for that. So thank you. But from what you've told me tonight, it seems like you've been going through a very rough time in your life. That you've been feeling really lonely and you're stuck working at a retail job that you really hate. I think you even mentioned you feel as if your life is going nowhere. Hearing you describe your situation, I can't help but want to support and care for you however I can. Sweetie, would you like to be my sugar baby? Yes, I am being quite serious, sweetie. I have no children or pets of my own. But I've always had a fondness for taking care of things. I definitely wouldn't mind spoiling my riches on sweet young women like you. I'll buy you anything you want and pay off any little pesky fees, subscriptions, or debts you have. If you wish, I'll also give you a weekly allowance so you can quit that awful job and stay at your place all day. I'll even spoil you in other ways if you want. All I ask in return is that I get to have you. On one condition. You want to call me Mommy. Well, I'm not your actual mother, so I don't really... Oh, I get what you're saying. But of course, sweetie, didn't I just say I like to take care of things? I would love to be your mommy. Oh, it's okay, honey. Come here. Oh. There. Mommy is going to take very good care of you from now on. You're my good girl now, okay? As much as I would love to just stand here and hug you forever, I'd like to take this somewhere more cozy. Now hold my hand and we'll take the elevator to my room, okay? Now, let's just step inside. The only thing missing right now is cheesy music to go along with the ride. Being a billionaire luxury brand CEO doesn't cover everything, I guess. And my room is right through this doorway. It's always nice to come back to my bedroom after a long day. But I'm not ready to go to sleep just yet. Come here on my bed and lay on my chest. Mommy wants to cuddle her little princess. There we go. All nice and snuggled up. You think my bed is comfy? Well, I'm glad to hear that. It never failed to relax me when I need it. It was custom made at a very low price. How much? I don't really remember. I think it was like a few hundred thousands? Or was it a million? I don't really remember. It was a small amount along those lines, though. But enough about my bed. Let's focus on you. What's that? You think my chest is comfy? Thanks, sweetie. I grew them myself. Yours are nice too. But I am glad that I can bring you comfort this way. It's been a long time since I've cuddled someone. You have a question? What is it? What my last relationship was like? It pretty much just fell apart. In retrospect, our relationship seemed to start out pretty great. But sometime after we married, my ex-husband started to become extremely toxic. I think he was jealous of my success with the company and being known among his friends as a billionaire husband without anything to really show for himself. Eventually, he became very hostile and would more or less try to bring me down whenever I had accomplished something really good business-wise. Then once he started belittling me over my weight and bisexuality, that was the last straw. I finally separated from him, but it was a very emotional process, and I was in a dark place for weeks afterwards because of it. But enough about that for now. Tell me a bit more about yourself, sweetie. Like, how's your family? Your parents' 30th anniversary is coming soon? That's wonderful. Do they have any celebration plans? They want to go out to a certain restaurant that's too expensive for them. Well, what's the name of it? Maybe I can help. That place? Oh, I can remedy that. I'll arrange to have them eat there for free and get them the best seats there. How? It just so happens that I'm the owner. Yes, I'm serious. In fact, I own dozens of restaurants and hotels throughout the metropolis, all of which have been great investments. And let's count after 90. If I didn't already own the place, I would have bought it just to make sure your parents could have the proper celebration they deserve. Anyway. It's getting pretty late, though. Would you like to stay here with me tonight? Good. I wasn't really planning on letting you leave yet, anyway. Here's what's going to happen, sweetie. I work during weekdays, so I'll arrange to have you come by and stay with me during weekends. On your end, I want you to quit that nasty job of yours, okay? I'll give you a big allowance for you to spend however you see fit. And tomorrow, I want you to give me your billing info so I can cover any routine payments you need to make. I can feel you starting to nod off. It's okay. You can keep cuddling me. Now just close your eyes. Listen to my voice. You are safe. You are cared for. Mommy is going to handle everything from now on. Just rest for now. Everything will be okay. Oh, she's already asleep. Sleep well, my princess. I love you.